you ever had a crush on your virtual boy, you're ready to go back to the 90s. I am your Lisa Frank wearing host, Darian. After this, we're opening a time capsule dated Friday, March 24, 1995.
Welcome to Move Time Radio, presented by the Arthritis Foundation. Yeah, get down and dance. You hear that? That's the sound of arthritis pain being moved, grooved, hustled, shuffled, juke, jive, junked, funked, shimmied, shook, and boogied. See, movement is just one of the ways to help fight osteoarthritis pain. Another is weight loss. You get rid of just 1 pound, that's 4 pounds of pressure off each knee. For more information on managing pain, wind and grind on over to fightarthritispain.org. This message brought to you by the Arthritis Foundation and the Ad Council.
You're so annoying.
You're so annoying.
Stop copying me. Mom, tell her to stop copying me.
Mom, tell her to stop talking to me.
Kids will spend 10 minutes copying everything their sibling says.
You're such a doofus.
How about 2 minutes to brush their teeth? Brushing for 2 minutes now can save your child from severe tooth pain later. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. 2 minutes twice a day. They have the time.
Mom!
A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ad Council.
Nice to meet you, Mom.
Hi, Laura! These are for you! Wow! Are you wearing a bra?
Here we were at Friday, March 24th. 1995, the mid-90s and all its glory. We had Bill Clinton as Commander-in-Chief, and Al Gore was his right-hand man. Hey, somebody has to be Robin. Madonna was still cranking out number one hits, and she had another one with Take a Bow on the country charts. Mark Chestnut was nothing to sneeze at. He was doing quite well with his number one country hit, Gonna Get a Life. And that evening, the ABC Television Network brought you all kinds of teen comedies, featuring nerds, twins, and bullies, with their TGIF lineup of Family Matters, Sister Sister, Step by Step, and On Our Own. And it's time for me to go off on my own 90s, friends. If you'll excuse me, I thought The X-Files was a TV show about people you used to date. Let's find out tomorrow for another 90s flashback.